Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at LightStream.com/discount and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LightStream.com/discount for an additional discount. LightStream.com/discount.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/discount for more information.
Chicago adjusts to working at home. The Score is there for you.
I appreciate you guys being there for us to listen to.
Everybody listening. Kudos to you guys. Keep it going. I'm a loyal Score listener. I appreciate it all the time, but more than ever right now with you guys.
We are Chicago's number one sports station, 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is being brought to you by the home loan expert, Herbie. Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Campy, can you cook?
Oh, God, no.
No?
No, not at all.
How you gonna be a fat and not be able to cook?
I love my wife.
Oh, okay, that's fair. She can cook.
She can cook. I can operate an air fryer. I can operate a microwave. I can throw things in a crock pot.
You can operate the online ordering system.
You're damn right I can.
I actually think that you're not giving yourself enough credit. I think that you're doing pretty well. The fact that you can operate a crock pot, you can probably do stuff on a grill too, I'm guessing.
You know, I've always lived with people that are like the hardcore grill person. So I can get by on the grill, but I don't have the reps that a lot of people do.
In my neighborhood, it's been hard to keep a grill. So like you leave the grill outside. And then all of a sudden, the next morning, the grill is gone.
Oh, the grill is gone. The grill is gone?
Make me a bicycle, clown.
Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, here with you until 2 o'clock today. We got a lot of fun stuff planned for you on the show. You'll hear from Herb Lawrence and Rick Camp. They dropped off a Comrex unit for me yesterday. I guess my internet was... Well, my internet is not bad, but I was up in my office yesterday doing the show, and my router is down in the basement. So Rich Wyatt was like, maybe you should try to be closer to the router. And I was like, all right. So we plugged in, and so I'm good to go. So you should be able to hear me, and we should have less of clicking issues today than what we had yesterday. It's actually a better move for me, to tell you the truth, because I've got the big TV down here in my office. It's just like super Spartan. Like it's very like, let's get the work done, and that's all that matters. But the basement, I got the couch, I got the heater, I got the big TV. So it should be like a regular show today, and we're glad that you're around. We're going to ask some questions of you and have you be a part of the show. You can still text into the show if you wish. 670-11 is the way that you can do that. The Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Check them out at rosenhyundai.com. Guest for today, David Schuster is going to join me at 12:20. Since everyone seems to be in the Wayback Machine talking about the Bulls, Championship Bulls, I figured why not bring on someone who covered the Championship Bulls. So we're going to do that at 12:20. Jeffrey Bear of WTTW is going to join me at 1 o'clock. If you've been listening for the last week, I have been raving about Chicago by L on WTTW. He is the creator of that, the host of that. So I want to pick his brain about all the cool places that he went. If you're looking for something to watch, search your guide for Channel 11 for Chicago by L. It is so good, so well done. And if you love Chicago at all, I think that there's definitely something in there that you will appreciate and learn. So I can't wait to talk with Jeffrey. I got a page full of questions that I want to ask him about this. And then Charlie Rumeliotis from NBC Sports Chicago is going to join us at 1:25 for our new segment that we do every day, What You Watching. I wanted to start a little bit with the news of Cam Newton. And let me ask you two, Herbie, Campy. Cam Newton is going to be a free agent. You interested?
As a Bears fan?
Yeah, if you're the Bears, should you be interested?
Before Nick Foles, yes, 100%. I would have been interested in Cam Newton, see what he can do. You can't lose if he's the Cam Newton we saw last year. You just go back to Mitch. But if he's a Cam Newton MVP, you got yourself a deal and probably a cheap deal.
Okay, but it's post-Foles now. So what if you're –
Hell no.
Is your choice no?
No. I mean, while Foles is not any great shakes, he's still a above-average NFL quarterback. And I think that's all you need for the Bears as far as going farther in the playoffs. And too much money spent at the quarterback position will mess up the rest of the thing. I don't know why they're keeping Mitch. I think mostly probably because the cap hit is too big.
Well, I think they're keeping Mitch because they still hold out hope that Mitch is going to figure some of this stuff out. And he might. Like, it's possible. I don't think it's likely, but it's possible that he figures some of this stuff out. I go back to what we were talking about last week. When it comes to them bringing in Nick Foles, if I was Mitch, I would be like, okay, I still have a chance to be the starter on this team, even though it seems as if the scale is tipped in the favor of Nick Foles because Foles has worked with every big coach on that offense. And I think it's interesting that in a time when you can't bring players to your facilities, which is one of the scary things about Cam Newton, you don't know if he's really healthy, and it's going to be difficult. I mean, I guess he'd have to put out a video like Jameis to show you that he's pushing trucks or flipping over tires or doing bear crawls or whatever it is Jameis is doing on his videos to make it work. But in a time when you can't bring someone to your facility, and it's become even more increasingly difficult to get a physical done, that's an issue. Like, check this out. This is Ian Rappaport tweeted this out yesterday. This is a statement from the board of directors of the NFL Physicians Society. I didn't even know that was a thing. The NFLPS. The board of directors of the NFL Physicians Society have met by phone and communicated with members of Professional Football Athletic Trainers Society that the NFLPS has agreed to discontinue combine rechecks, free agent physicals, and physicals for non-combine players until the health crisis has passed. We believe it is not in the interest of the players nor team medical staff to continue to perform these physicals. At a time of the most serious pandemic in our lifetime, we believe medical resources should focus on those who are ill or in need of care. We look forward to examining players when it is appropriate to do so. That's a little interesting tidbit from that association. Mike Florio tried to make some sense out of it this morning on ProFootballTalk.com. He writes, an awkward dynamic is unfolding between the NFL and the media outlet the NFL owns and operates. On Monday night, NFL.com posted an item based on a tweet from Ian Rappaport of NFL Media regarding a memo from the head of the NFL Physicians Society that seems to suggest a blanket cancellation of all physicals for players. The presence of the letters NF and L created a stronger impression that, indeed, the plug was being pulled on physicals. It wasn't. Here's the NFL statement sent to PFT regarding the message from the NFL Physicians Society. Quote, as previously announced, players who are free agents or subjects of a trade are not permitted to travel to meet with any club personnel, including members of the club medical staff. Club facilities are closed to any NFL player unless the player has been receiving ongoing medical treatment by the club's medical team. Club medical staff are prohibited from traveling to any location to meet or with or conduct a medical examination of a player. This is consistent with the procedures previously announced for draft-eligible college players. Clubs may arrange for a free agent or traded players to have medical exams conducted in the player's home city or at nearby locations by a third-party doctor, close quote. Florio summarizes with this. So basically nothing has changed despite the letter from the NFL Physician Society. Per a source with knowledge of the situation, the league views the neutral doctors as primarily orthopedic specialists who don't have offices in hospitals and thus they are less affected by COVID-19 pandemic. This is already starting to get really interesting with the NFL because there were a lot of people going, well, why is the NFL still doing business? And the reason that the NFL is still doing business is because it's big business and their league doesn't start for a while, the actual games itself. But that makes the Foles signing interesting to me from this standpoint. You have a player that is super familiar with what you're doing. And no one really knows how this is all going to play out from when workouts happen, when there's going to be a gathering of the team. So whether it's the terminology that's used inside of an offense or understanding what type of game plan and play design that Matt Nagy and his staff have, it gives Nick Foles the slightest of advantages, I think, over other free agents or trade opportunities that were available for the Bears at the quarterback spot. I think it's a really interesting thing. Now, I was on Sports Talk Live. Yeah, we're still doing it on Facebook and on YouTube yesterday with NBC Sports Chicago. And I brought this up, and our buddy David Haw said he didn't think that the Bears were – he basically said that he didn't think that the Bears would be able to look into the future well enough to pull something like that off. I don't think he's wrong, but I do think that Nagy is smart enough to realize of all the choices, if you're trying to figure out, well, what might put the choice of trading for Nick Foles ahead of trading for Andy Dalton or spending the money on Teddy Bridgewater or even waiting to see what the deal is with Cam Newton, I think there's an advantage, even if that advantage is slight, of you having a quarterback who understands what you want to do offensively. And I think there's some advantage to that. There's part of me that does wish that maybe they could have waited to see if Cam Newton was going to be released. And once they had made the deal in Carolina for Teddy Bridgewater, you kind of knew that was going to happen. And I guess, you know, there are reports that the Bears at least kicked some tires on bringing in Cam Newton via trade. But everything considered, if we put everything into the blender when it comes to the Bears trying to figure out how to improve their quarterback room, maybe this makes the most sense considering that you're not going to have enough time to really ramp up another quarterback. And Foles might be a good fit for that, and we're going to find out. But this whole thing of trying to sign players and bring players in, and with Newton in particular, it's a player that had surgery on his foot back in December. He's 31 years old. There's a lot of hard miles that Cam Newton has put on his body because he's, other than diving on the loose ball in the Super Bowl, he's a guy that didn't shy away from contact, was so big and strong that a lot of times they had him running over people. They had quarterback draws and quarterback keepers near and around the goal line for him to exploit. And I think you have a body that may even be a little older than the actual 31 that Cam Newton is. I did think this was interesting, though. Warren Sharp tweeted this out this morning about Cam Newton. He's the only quarterback in NFL history, he's one of six quarterbacks, but I'll get to the only part in a minute. He's one of six quarterbacks in NFL history to post 18-plus passing touchdowns, 4-plus rushing touchdowns for three consecutive years. Cam did it for eight straight years. Every year from his rookie year until he got hurt, that's he was as productive as any quarterback when it comes to doing a little bit of both. I think there's a couple of years of good football left in Cam Newton, which is why, like, if you're the Bears, if you were thinking earlier that it might be a good idea, and you're like, we're in win now mode, look at all the older veterans that we're bringing in, we're making our roster older, if you're in win now mode, it would make sense, but only if you could get a real sense for how healthy he's going to be. So all things considered, I feel like Foles is probably the best choice, and I think that they've improved their quarterback room overall. I just am kind of with the it's a solid move given the circumstances, but I'm not sure that it excites anyone but Nick Foles, if that makes any sense. All right, maybe it excites Matt Nagy. I don't know. Like, maybe he's super jacked up about this. Still waiting on the Allen Robinson extension. And as we've discussed a little bit, if you're Allen Robinson, are you prone to waiting it out and going, this is what we're doing at quarterback? Perhaps I'd like to be a free agent next year and go someplace else. But who knows? All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk with David Schuster because there's been a fun renaissance about the 90s Bulls. NBC Sports Chicago has been playing the 96 season. You had the I'm Back documentary that was out. So I'm looking forward to getting Schuster's perspective on some of this stuff. And we'll get a little history lesson, too, for people that don't know that much about the championship Bulls. We'll do that next here on The Score.
Hey, Cub fans, Pat Hughes here.
Along with Ron Coomer, we're all missing live Cubs baseball right now.
But that doesn't mean we can't listen to some of the biggest games in Cubs history.
That's why we're rerunning all 17 games of the 2016 championship run.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Hear them all, 17 games, 17 days straight, starting Wednesday, April 1st at 6 p.m. Join Joe Ostrowski, Ron Coomer, and me for Game 1 of the NLDS.
Then keep listening daily through Game 7 of the World Series.
We'll get through these difficult times together.
But in the meantime, take a break and relive some great Cubs history.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Every pro on the job has a go-to ladder. The exclusive 23-foot Gorilla multi-position ladder combines all the ladders you need in one. It's also the first multi-position ladder with a project top cap that lets you hang your tools right where you need them, where you're working. And the only place you can go for this ladder is the Home Depot. The Gorilla 23-foot multi-position ladder, only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
No matter how early you're up or how late you're running, when you start your day at Speedway, we've got what you need to have a good morning. Always fresh coffee to wake you up, cold drinks and breakfast to keep you going, plus a full tank to get you where you need to go. Crunchy, chewy, swirled, or sprinkled, however you start your day, we've got it to help make your morning a little better. Because when you get off to a better start, you go on to a better day. The convenience stores of Speedway.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, hey, hey.